Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This satsang, this radio program, is being recorded for December. Golly, it's going really fast. The 11th, 2016. We're chugging away here. And I'm very grateful you chose to be here and to listen to this broadcast. I'm very grateful for the questions you ask me. And I have some interesting ones, very personal. And I thought it'd be okay to do this one today. Maybe it will help you. I want to remind you that these radio programs are here solely and entirely because of sponsorship of people who believe in the broadcast, what we're trying to do at Aspire, offering humanity the alternative to conventional thinking, pedestrian mentality, as I always like to say, and offering to you a chance to spiritually awaken in an authentic spiritual practice and not through some fizzy-wizzy philosophy. So I want to thank those of you who are my sponsors and understand, and I hope that, well, I don't expect a lot of people because that's just not the way people are. But if you're enjoying this radio program, I hope you will consider being a sponsor and helping us to pay for airtime of our TV and our radio program. They're all very important. So that's my pitch, as that were. Every so often, I get emails, and lately I have had quite a few emails on this subject of, the way I teach, what I teach, and what I know, yada, yada, yada. Every so often, somebody will read a commentary or watch a TV program that I've done, and basically this stems out of TV programs that I've done. I get people writing me about, what I know and yada-da, you know, how I know it. So I thought I would read a few of the questions, answer a few of these questions, and hopefully be able to serve you in that way. Since this has been a topic of questioning me for the last 6 months. So our radio program is growing in its audience as our TV program is, and I think people want to know more, so I'm going to give it to you. First one comes from Gloria in Southern California. She says, I know that there are things you don't share with us that are spiritually helpful. Why? What are those things you know that you do not share, Gloria? There are some things, Gloria, I can't share with you. There are a few reasons why. One is I don't have the words that would adequately express in the way they need to be expressed to tell you what those things are. I can tell you what they're about, and I can share a little bit of it with you, which I will. But I can't convey the meaning and the message over as I would like. So due to the fact of my inadequacy in my oral verbiage, I am going to have to kind of stand back from that. And I hope that you will understand a little bit of what I'm saying. It won't be because you're not bright enough to understand it. It might be that I'm not bright enough to explain it. So let's go there. There are certain aspects of our life and our world that can't be put into words. They are direct experiences. And these experiences have to do with the laws that live here on this particular planet and in this particular quadrant of the universe. These laws have to do with the law. Well, let me give you one. The law of cause and effect, that would be one of them. But everybody knows about the law of cause and effect, and yet we don't use it well. There are many addendums to that law, so that's why we don't use them well. We don't develop and mature very well. So we have a great deal of difficulty in this particular quadrant of the universe, adapting to the state of love that is so deeply important for us to be aware of. One of the things I never talk about is the state of love and the laws that are actually within it. I call this the mystical mystique. In these laws, in these teachings, it can be quite frightening to understand that within us lies the greatest treasure of all, the greatest power of all. And it is not in our emotionality. It is not in our mental realm at all, in our prowess. It is in the heart of our hearts. And one of the things I don't talk about is the sacrifices a person has to make in order to achieve this great love within. It is frightening and often very discombobulating to think about the kind of sacrifices a person has to make in order to let love flow through them, or as I like to say, to let love live me, rather than me thinking I know what love is and dictating what love is. I have to let love live me. There is a lot of difficulty with all of this in our life because it is hard for us to imagine in any way, shape, and form that love is beyond emotionality. But one of the great disciplines and one of the great sacrifices a person has to make, Gloria, is to give up living the way we do in an emotional manner. What would that entail? It would probably entail all of the things that comfort our emotions and the way we live, how we assume that we know what life is all about based on the idea that you grow up, you get an education, and you get married and you have children. All of that kind of conventional living that most people conform to without ever thinking twice about it. We, I feel, are headed for a great change in our world. This change is going to be about not conforming to the old standards of DNA and genetic heritage, where we begin to step out of all of that and begin to invite, shall we say, a love that is authentic, that, again, has nothing to do with my emotionality, my idea of right and wrong or good and bad. It has nothing to do with perpetuating the race or continuing the saga of my genetics. It has to do with conscious living and being willing to sacrifice what the human would say is over the top. Maybe learning how to live alone. Maybe learning how to love, but not through emotion and passion. Maybe sacrificing the idea of not having children. Maybe learning how to become the lowest in the totem pole of maybe your family, your culture, your society, in order to regain the highest that lives within you, the deepest love, the deepest sense of consciousness. These are things you generally, or I have generally, can't talk about with the public. People want it all, and they believe in having it all. And they want all the money and all the fame and all the fortune and all the people, and they want to be adorated and affectionized and worshipped. And that's what they want. More than anything in their life, they want to fulfill the human experience. And in an authentic spiritual practice, that's not what we do. The discipline it takes to not do those things that would keep us in a place where we are attached to getting a emotional reaction from anything we do is a very important place to be in, and it is not one that the American public would be akin to. So I don't talk about it too much. I hint around it, but I don't talk about it too much. In everything that I teach, if you watch Aspire TV, you will see I am teaching something outside the box of the norm. These are things that I realized when I was in India. These are things that I was taught while living with enlightened masters, and things that I observed. And I don't think there are many people listening to my voice right now who would care to live an enlightened life. They want the life they have, while at the same time maybe finding a sense of enlightenment. But it doesn't work like that. Life is total. It's all or nothing. So that's one of the things that I don't talk about much. And why? They're easily misunderstood, very easily misunderstood. They're categorized, judged, and then thrown to the wolves. And that's what people do, Gloria. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from Kelsey. That's an interesting name, Kelsey. Actually, quite beautiful. She does not tell me where she lives. Tell me how to hear what you are not saying. You talk about this in your TV programs, and I was intrigued by it. Kelsey, I am always teaching my students whenever I'm around them. And I act out what they're doing, or I act out what appeals to them or what doesn't appeal to them, to show them how judgmental they have become without telling them they're being judgmental. I try to show them through humor and exaggeration. Also, it's irony that I teach from the uselessness of the way we live our life in order to sustain some kind of perpetual happiness that we believe that we should have in our life, be entitled to. So there are certain things that I am saying that your ears cannot hear. And even your eyes cannot see. Most of my students only think of what I'm doing as an antic. But really, it is more than an antic. I am showing them the way. They don't have oftentimes the patience or the, basic intelligence, common sense, to see what I'm really doing. They forget very quickly their own spiritual practice. So if you want to hear what I'm not saying, listen to the gap and the pauses between my words. Don't listen just to my words. They are there to showcase or to offer to you a framework for what I'm really trying to tell you. Sometimes I use irony. Sometimes I use sarcasm. Sometimes I use just out and out, raucous humor, the ludicrousy of the way we live our life. I mean, to me, it's ludicrous the way we live, forgetting what the main event is really all about here in this lifetime and why we are here in this world. It's a very important world to be in. And I look at it with great awe is the way I look at it. There is a mystical mystique to all of this that I find deeply fascinating and very powerful. So when you're listening to me, just use my words as a framework for the picture that's inside the frame. And if you can hear beyond the antics I do that are pointing towards the utter simplicity of a spiritual life and teaching and the absurdity of it compared to what we call rational thought or logical thinking, then you will understand what I am trying to show you that is not being said with my words. It's being pointed with my finger from my heart. Never judge what I am teaching. Don't judge at all. Just keep watching and listening without the need for understanding. Understanding is an intellectual effort. It is not something that we spiritually work towards, not at all. If I understand something intellectually, it becomes dead. Many teachings that were given to me in India when I first began died a very sad death in the beginning because I was so busy intellectually accepting them or rejecting them. Hence, I couldn't hear what their real messages were. If you go and look at Aspire TV, go look at any of the teachings that I have there, whether I'm teaching the Tao or I'm teaching in my latest series, Signatures on the Water, or I'm offering to you the latest in the Beatitudes, you will see I am pointing. I am not here to give you religious doctrine or creeds or philosophies. I am trying to get you to be animated, to think outside the box of common thinking that most of us are trapped in because we just don't want to think that there's anything higher than the thoughts we can think. We think in little tight circles. We don't really mature. We just think right, wrong, good, bad. That's all we think. That's the only way we know how to think. And hence, we miss a great deal of what the meaning of our life is, and the substance of our living just passes us by. But if you can hear the sound of one hand clapping, if you can hear that which can't be spoken, that which can't be taught, and you hear it in the pauses and the gaps between my words, you will start to understand there are things going on within you that your mind, your conscious mind that you and I live with as our thinking, cannot be aware of. Behind everything is a subliminal message. And behind everything I give you is the message of love. It is about finding that love that lives within you and not fighting, the cause of trying to understand through conventional beliefs and theories. So if you can get that, if you can understand that, if you can be aware of that through the teachings I'm offering, you'll hear a message underneath the message underneath the message. Your inner being, your consciousness, the state of it will pick it up readily. The trouble is, when it does, the conscious mind and my, let's say, Gregory Penn conventional thinking, which comes from my genetics and DNA, will discount it, oftentimes block it. This is why meditation is so very important. In meditation, we can hear the message beyond the words. In meditation, we learn another language, another way of listening, another way to just sit and imbibe the energy of love, imbibe the energy of kindness, imbibe the energies that bring forth great love, great beauty. And if we imbibe that, and we can allow it to have presence in our inner life, rather than the hate and the fear that most of us get involved in, that is when something of the other shore can reach me. And you will hear things and even see things you had not ever seen before. They were not there before, yet they were there all the time. And that's hard for the human being to understand who takes life literally. One last word here on this. Don't take life literally. Chelsea, don't take life literally. It's very important. Nothing is happening the way you and I think it is. Kelsey, it is just not happening the way we think it is. Don't be afraid. Don't. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's all about love. And we live in a very loving environment, believe it or not, beyond all this crazy and nutty, painful, harmful kind of violence in this world. It is all about love. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question comes from Tom in Colorado. I have watched you on TV for years. I have listened to almost every radio broadcast you have ever done. That's a lot. Boy, bless you. You know the unspeakable. Please speak the unspeakable for us this morning, Tom. I know what you're saying, Tom. You want me to say what can't be said. I understand. The only way to say what can't be said is to sit here in silence with you, with what radio people call dead air. The language of the universe is spoken in silence, utter silence. If you can learn to listen to your silences when you are meditating, when you can be the student of silence and not the student of the spoken voice, the student of a Greg Penn or anyone, when you are a student of the silence, that is when things begin to mature. I am here as a teacher of silence. And I teach you methods and ways to be able to sit in silence and hear that sound of one hand clapping. If you really sit in that without the duality of right and wrong, good and bad, living and breathing in non-duality, you will start to sense a presence in your life that you literally did not know about, yet figuratively and inwardly knew existed at all times in your life. I'm doing a meditation class with my students on Mondays, and we are working on this whole idea of multidimensional living, where we live, appear to live in the body, and have a dimension there of the physicality of it, but actually are living at multi-levels in our world. You're more than what you think. Let me give you an example. You are present in the ocean as much as you are in the mountains. You are as important as, let's say, a rock as you are to a tree. Everything is multidimensional, and everything is alive and functioning as a living organism within us and within our living. And to understand this and to move into it with courage and with awareness, without being nailed down to philosophy and the idea of duality, right, wrong, good, bad, puts us in a very unique place, where we can live as consciousness rather than as conscience, with all of its, you know, phony morality that doesn't really exist and that very few people live by. You can do this. Anyone can. If I can do it, anyone can do it. It is a simple process, but it takes a great deal of practice and devotion. So if you want to hear the unspeakable and you want to hear me speaking to you from that unspeakable, you will have to learn to be very quiet on the inside. And you and I enter into the oneness that is life itself. In that oneness is the universe. And in that oneness is the meaning of ourselves upon the face of our own life. It's very important. And I deeply hope that in some way or another this helped you. Please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, or something I might be of service to you, please come to our website at aspire.org. That's A-S-P-I-R-E.org, O-R-G. You will see their media. If you click on that, you will see Satsang with Suraj. That's me. And you can listen to radio programs, and you can also send me an email from there. I'd be honored. Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you for listening, and I want to thank my sponsors for sponsoring. It's very important. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.